Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. It is Hour 2, G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. We are live at the Globe, where they have just delivered us some Rangers giveaways. This is terrific stuff, so thank you to them for their hospitality, especially on a Rangers-Dodgers game night. Welcome into the show. We're live Comerica Backyard. Join us here. It's the 200 level, suite level. If you're on your way in, just over the center field wall. I mean, this would be about a 720-foot poke, probably, from home plate, just to paint the picture for you. But tonight, with the Dodgers in town, starting a three-game series, with Jacob DeGrom on the hill, are you kidding me? You got to be, you know, listening to this game, the pregame coming up at 6:30. Evaldi tomorrow and flipping Mally on Sunday. So you're giving them your three horses that you would expect would carry you in the postseason up against the reigning champs. And on top of that, last night, Kamar Rocker with his first seven-inning outing of his big league career. So a lot of good things with these Texas Rangers right now. Coming off a sweep of the Angels, they are tied with the Yankees for first place in the American League. And, you know, on top of that, it's a ice cream sundae Sunday with the Bluebell ice cream there on April 20th. Ice cream for kids 13 and under, just $1. So a lot of great things going on. But that's not all. You know, obviously, Stars, Mavs, Cowboys draft 6 days away. It's an absolute sports paradise here, and we're happy to be broadcasting with you on 105.3 The Fan. Now, I'm Gavin Dossett, of course. Broadus is here, coming off his Draft 101 triumph last night. Thanks to everybody who came by and made that a majestic evening. Lucius is back in the Pimp Cup. G-Bag of the Day, LA Live. That all kicks off at 5:30. Okay, Chiefs here, but Wooly Bully, actually, you could tell he was fighting something off yesterday.
Yes.
And he just decided that today was in our best interest. It was in everybody's best interest for him to go back into hibernation. So we'll expect his healthy return Monday for draft week.
Absolutely. He ain't missing any of that.
So what do we get here with this little pack? This is like these little Lululemon packs that everybody's wearing these days. There you go. It's kind of like a fanny pack.
Fanny.
It's like a hip pack.
Yeah, it's a beautiful fanny.
It's perfect for and if, you know.
Got a nice little Ranger Texas
the button.
The big
little Ranger
button
on it.
Yeah, it's perfect for a game day. You know, you get all your gear right in there. You get your keys and your wallet, your phone in there.
It looks like it's the size that you can, like, take to stadiums and you can get in with it.
Yeah.
You know, they have that ruler they put out. I'm like, oh, this is too big.
Yeah, this is your stadium pack.
Yep.
This is your man purse.
This thing, okay, how do you wear the fanny pack?
Lucius, I'll bring this one to you.
You going around the waist? You going around the waist, or are you going to wear it like samurai style?
I think I would go messenger style. Yeah, I don't know what that is exactly. But, yeah, samurai.
Yeah.
Diagonal across the body, you know, for quick access. And, you know, it's a little
this
less
dad look. Well made.
Yeah. A little more of a.
All right.
I might do some break dancing, Lucius, right here.
Yeah, you never know when I'm going to bust a move on you.
Yeah. Okay, but, you know, I think a lot of fans would want more than what the Rangers fans have given you. Maybe that Mariners sweep over the weekend took a little bit of the wind out of your sails. But what do you think at 877-881-1053? Jake Berger moving his average up again last night. He was one of three. Doley had two more ribbies Seager was 2-for-3 with a home run. It feels like this offense might be starting to come around. And Leody's been frustrating, but he had two more ribbies last night. You know, yeah. I think that's the third time this year where you look at the box score at the end of the game, and without Tavares' production, you wouldn't have won. Okay, so there have been some very timely hits. I'll appreciate that right now, while at the same time I'm also hoping for a better long-term solution here to center field. I don't know. Maybe that's the reality, is the Rangers are going to rely on players of that caliber a little bit more than we'd like. But that Kamar Rocker start last night was enough to make you feel like, holy crap, how good is this pitching staff? 8 strikeouts, no walks. You go 7 innings. And
only 78 pitches.
I mean,
the efficiency factor of it was impressive. And then when you consider what he did 2 times seeing Mike Trout.
Yeah.
Just
that's the Rocker I thought we were getting. Well, that's better than the Rocker I thought we were getting.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm looking for, because Jared had an interesting little nugget on the Rocker Trout stuff from last night, where it's like it's rare that you're able to pull off what he pulled off, seeing Mike Trout twice, especially going 7 innings, something that he has not done. Okay, Kamar Rocker, 1 of 7 pitchers ever to strike out Mike Trout with runners in scoring position twice in a game.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
That's a nice bounce back.
I mean, not only is it impressive of Rocker to do it, but it's impressive to have never had that happen in your career if you're Mike Trout.
Yeah, I mean,
holy crap.
Only this is now, it's the 7th time it's ever happened in his career.
Okay.
Kamar Rocker, 1 of 7 pitchers to have forced that. So that's pretty cool. But Rocker hadn't played that deep into a game since college. You're looking at like 2021.
Yeah.
So that's just awesome stuff, dude.
Yes, and if he can follow that up next week.
Like, because, I mean, Jared was hinting at it with us yesterday. That was kind of a make or break. Are you going to stay up with the big boys game?
Exactly.
And he met the moment.
Yeah, it looks like that Vandy boy lighter rocker combo is on here in the not too distant future. Now, what do we think about Jock Peterson here, guys? At 877-881-1053, the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line is open for you if you want to leave your name and city you're texting from. You know, if I'm thinking about like some Luka rest for him, if I'm CY, I'm trying to get my Nico on just a little bit. Like, hey, how about we do some yoga and we get some good gut health here over the next 10 days while you work in the cage a little bit? I don't know. It's impressive the amount of "this is going to be fine" that I hear right now around Jock Peterson. Like, oh, you baseball rookie fans, you might think this is a problem, but trust us, the 32-year-old with a 30-pound boiler strapped to his waistline, it's fine, okay? Did you see the exit velo on that near hit he had last night? Guy hasn't had a hit since the Red Series.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I don't know.
No, I
can't do this. As a knee-jerk guy, you know, I'm thinking, like, how are we trying something new today?
Yeah. He had one of those at-bats last night where he made him work. He was fouling, and I think he was ticked at himself on the final out pitch where it was right there down the middle on a fastball, but it was touching, like, 97.5 or whatever, and you could tell he was frustrated because that was one that he could have got a hold of, and that could have been the one to get the monkey off his back, so to speak. But I like what Rangers Nation is doing. Rangers_Nation on Twitter. I believe they get the credit for this. They're gonna do a Jock Peterson rally cry tonight.
Okay.
They're gonna try and hype him up from a fan standpoint.
Let's go.
Okay, just inject some confidence into him as he's one of our newest Rangers off to a really, really god-awful start. And so it looks like we might get some Peterson chants going. Every time Jock Peterson comes up to bat, stand, clap, let out a loud Peterson chant. And this will be hopefully the entire ballpark efforting to just inject the confidence into Jock that he needs, man.
Following CY's lead. The players need to know we believe in them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't need Dawson's cynical negativity right now.
They need Ted Lasso.
Yeah. So I salute that. That's great fanmanship. You know, you're trying to lift up the players with that kind of support. I believe in that. He just needs an energy shift, you know, and that might be just the thing to look out there and be like, holy cow, they still love me.
They still love me. They still got respect for me.
Yeah, that gives me goosebumps just thinking about it.
Yeah,
you know, I might go down there and put a charge into a baseball after that. Okay, if you want reasons to believe in the Stars, here we go. Every forward in Dallas' top nine is scoring 2 points per 60 minutes or more at 5-on-5. Only 96 forwards are doing that in the entire league. That's a first-line rate. Okay, first-line forwards score 2 goals per 60 minutes. Only 96 of them in the entire league. The Stars have 9. Okay? Now, that's 10% of the league. The next best playoff team, Washington, has 6 players scoring at that rate. The Avalanche only have 3. So you're going to hear about Makar and McKinnon and, you know, everything that Colorado can bring to the table. But don't let anybody fool you. The Stars, even without Robertson, still have 8 of those dudes, and they are very capable of going out and winning this series, even though our confidence is perhaps shaken to its core, unlike anything we've seen since the 2023 Texas Rangers. Tim Kalishaw on the morning news, he's a voice that I do trust when it comes to hockey, even if I have to sit through him clearing his throat 4 times every minute like he's the woolly bully on a sick day working through it. But no, I kid, okay?
No, you don't.
They beat Colorado last year. So, you know, his whole take is this thing is pretty much cooked because they're just letting way too many shots happen right now, and sure, there's not a lot of reasons to believe in this defense. And, you know, without Miro, they've effectively gone from a pretty good defensive team to a bad defensive team. And what you have, if you want some confidence, is that the Colorado goaltender has never started a playoff game. And, you know, like I said, the Stars beat Colorado last year. But without Miro, without Robertson, whew, this thing has now shifted into a slight advantage for Colorado. Pre-Robertson injury, it was a coin flip.
Mm-hmm.
You get Miro back. I saw they would be favored still 54% of the time.
Okay.
You take Robertson out now, it's about 52% of the time Colorado's going to take this thing on the Athletics model.
Yeah, that's a really ill-timed injury to have right now. And
yep.
It was good to see Miro out on the ice getting some work in. And they're gonna need him back as soon as possible. Thank God this is some home court advantage here.
Yeah.
And hopefully they can, if you get this thing to a game 7, by then you feel good that Miro's back, and DeBoer, he's a monster in those moments.
I'm more sure than ever that that we're done seeing Greg Popovich in the public eye. Maybe definitely done coaching, as he was taken to a hospital after a medical incident in a restaurant this week. He's now home and doing fine. Shams reported that today. 76-year-old did have the mild stroke in November, so that's something you could come back from, you know, if you mm-hmm. really wanted to. But I mean, at this age, Popovich placed onto a stretcher and taken to a hospital with what officials said was a non-life-threatening injury or illness. Mm-hmm. Sources saying Pop was alert when he entered the ambulance. So I guess the good news is he's at home and resting and doing good now. But a legend, and I thought he was just going to keep going. You know, for a long time they said he was going to retire when Tim Duncan did, but then Tim Duncan stepped away and Pop just kept on going. And but the medical got him last year. Okay, do you agree with what Nico said, that fans will change their minds once the Mavs start winning again with this group? That's what we're kind of looking at tonight. Like, could they win another play-in game and start to get a little bit of momentum going? I think there's definitely some MFFLs who are season ticket holders that are so diehard, they might get excited like it's a regular playoff run.
Yeah, I think those individuals are already loud and proud about the fact that they just won a play-in game.
What's a neutral sports fan doing right now? Is he still out? 877-881-1053. Sorry to cut you off there, Chief.
No, I do. I do think that the neutral sports fan is still probably leaning more out than anything. But yeah, I think it's gonna for the Mavs fans that are really ticked off. It's this, like, winning tonight is not going to do anything for that, especially if you go get clobbered by OKC.
What about in coming years? What if you find a way to all of a sudden get back to where they're winning 50 games and stuff like that?
I think top record in the league. Like, you're coming up on Christmas and you're sitting there with like a 25-4 record.
Man, they were on a good run until Luka got hurt. Their trajectory was pretty good for the Mavs until he got hurt. But I wonder. I don't think Mavs fans come back this year.
No,
but I do feel like, though, that and I'm from here, okay? I mean, Dawson's not, but, you know, we're all from this area. The thing that we are, we're front runners as fans, and I could say that because I'm from here. You know, diehard fans are, to me, the East Coast fans have some of that diehardness to them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we're a little bit of how it goes. Look at the Rangers here, the attendance with the Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the stadium has a lot to do with it because it's hot and outside and we don't want to go to games. But when the team plays better, as Dallasites and Metroplexites, we go. You know,
yeah.
If the Mavs aren't winning, we don't go. If the Stars ain't winning, we ain't going.
I do think it's possible that Kyrie, AD, and whoever are just so foreign. Like, yeah. Nobody that was on the finals team is still around. I think it could be so foreign that they still wouldn't front run.
See, I understand.
I think that team could go win, and they'd be like, so.
Where are you?
We're. I'm just saying, we are a front-running city.
You're right.
When it comes to our sports.
Yep.
And when things are rolling along, we're right there in lockstep with our teams.
Yep.
But, you know, I think that if the Mavs started winning again and winning like you talked about, I think that you will see Mavs fans come back to the team.
Yeah, enough for it to be like, if they win the championship, an amazing parade. But I don't think anything like what the Rangers had. You know,
no.
I do think the pain is significant enough for some that they would still stay away and be like, who are these guys?
Well, see, you know? we remember like the Rangers here in 2-3 years ago, I mean, being just bad, being really bad. The Woody administration here was not great.
Yeah, it was horrible. Yeah.
And so the fans, not really into it. But what happens? You get on a run. We were out here on some Friday nights during the end of the season, the playoffs, all that packed house.
Yeah.
They're one of the best teams right now in the league when it comes to attendance. It's because they're winning games.
Yeah, but there is a lagging factor to that. Like in 2010, they didn't even do 3 million fans. They're in the World Series. The next year, they're
terrible.
Damn near at 4.
Pardon me for saying this, but a terrible situation with that stadium.
Yeah.
And not everybody. I don't think there's a lot of people that just don't want to go and sit outside when it's 103 degrees, you know, and watch baseball. This is ideal now. To come
absolutely.
And watch baseball.
Yeah, there's no
even
excuse.
With the threat of weather, you can come watch the Dodgers play tonight and not worry about the game getting rained out.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think as a Dallasite, we're front runners.
Yeah, and I think it's tough to watch the Mavericks right now because you never want to watch your team and root against them. But I think the disdain for Nico Harrison is so much that you don't want to root for them either, because the more winning they do, the more he gets to be right. And I think right now a lot of us are fighting with, I want Nico to be wrong more than I want this iteration of the Mavericks to be good.
Our show.
And so I don't want to watch them because I can't watch and root against. So I have to go out of sight, out of mind.
Our show and our station for months, years, praised him as a general manager.
And it's all for naught now.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying, though. So to me, yes, terrible, horrible move. Is he capable of going out and making other moves that can make the team better? I think you have to give him the benefit of the doubt for that. Because there was a time on this station where we talked about how brilliant he was taking over for Mark Cuban and Donnie Nelson and the fact that they got this team to a championship game a couple times.
I would want to believe that he just had a weird Luka blind spot, but I could never trust him again. Like, if he puts together a great team and has a transcendent star, everybody's going to have something. You know, everybody's got skeletons in their closet. It's biblical.
Yeah.
And if that gets exposed and you have a big disappointment and Nico's like, that's the reason we can't win because our best player is what? You know, it could be anything.
I would be
highly nervous if I had that guy working for my basketball
he
team.
He made a terrible decision, we believe. Now, he thinks it's the right decision, but also, though, we've also given him a lot of praise. Until he made that decision, you would rank him as probably one of the top two general managers in the DFW.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
but none of my opinions are permanent. You know, my opinions are just my best assessment of what reality is.
I understand.
You know, and at any point,
you know, someone could make a horrible decision that would forever change my opinion of them. It's time for the C-Note Cowboys News of the Evening as we're live here at the Globe. DeGrom on the hill tonight. Pregame coming up at 6:30, and we're back here on your home of the 2023 World Series champs here, 105 through the Fan.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time to hit the C-Note here. Cowboys News of the Evening. We're live at the Globe here in center field, 200 level, the Comerica backyard. If you're on your way in, come say hi. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214-817-3333. 333-3333 Franklin Frankel. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Of course, the draft is the big focus. 6 days away. Our path to the draft coverage is brought to you by Pluckers. Join us at all the local Pluckers locations for a draft night party. It's going to be amazing. Brian, you were telling us in the first hour the Cowboys leadership, some of the coaches took a flight to Georgia to check out their linebacker.
Yeah, they did. With Jalen Walker, who is, some people talk about potentially being a true defensive end, maybe an edge rusher. Other scouts I talked to also say, listen, play him an off-ball linebacker. That's what he's done a little bit at Georgia, and then make him a rusher as you need during a game. They worry about him getting a little bit wore down with his size, that as an every-down edge player. But the Cowboys sent their linebacker coach and their defensive line coach to Athens, Georgia. Mykel Williams was also involved in the workout as well. So it's like a private workout. Hmm. And some of my guys around the league were telling me that that the Cowboys were involved there. So,
and Mykel Williams is a true edge?
He's a true edge. Yeah, he's a true edge. He doesn't have the pass rush. He's a good-looking kid physically. You know, he's 265-pound guys. But he doesn't have the pass rush that you've seen from, say, Mike Green from Marshall or some of the others, that we've talked about here. But he's a really good player, plays the run well, he's got the size, just needs to develop more pass rush stuff. There was talk about him being at one time a top five pick. There was talk about maybe that Dallas really, really liked him when they were getting all this drafting, they're getting all their information together, and obviously they do. They think enough of both these Georgia kids to send coaches for part of a workout to try and get an idea of where they're at.
I think it's notable that they have Nealon, they have Williams, have young edges. If you're thinking edge here at 12, it's got to be somebody that you think could be a special player. And if they would hit on a special linebacker here, it could push the defense over the top.
Yeah, that's why I think that Walker's in play here. I know Campbell from Alabama is a guy that gets a lot of love, but I was talking to some scouts and trainers around the league. He's dealing with the shoulders. He's dealing with some knee stuff. Things that, these Alabama linebackers from the days gone by, from the Nick Saban administration, those guys were always coming in the league just completely beat up. They make all the tackles. They play all the snaps. They practiced extremely hard. So you've got some guys that were kind of always banged up. And Campbell is that kind of guy. But you get a guy like Walker who is just, you throw in the Texas game that was played in Austin with Georgia last year, man, he was a dominant factor causing problems for a Texas offensive line that was pretty darn good this year.
I mean, pretty much shut him down. If you could get that level of play in the NFL, I would love that pick at 12, Chief. It's hard to say. What would be your reaction if it's Walker or Williams at 12 as we pick up that show Friday afternoon?
I mean, that would be premium positions, and I think Jalen Walker for a lot of guys. I mean, Dane Brugler, I think, has him as a top three or four player
sure does.
In the class. So there's kind of there's some volatility in his rankings, but the ceiling is really high on that dude. And when you can get after the pass the way he does, and he's kind of a versatile player with where he can be your off-ball linebacker, but then also be an edge rusher for you. I mean, I think that would be a home run selection. I'd just be surprised if Walker was there at 12.
Okay, yeah. And then what do you think about in general inside linebacker, the future of Leafau, Overshown coming back? I think in the medium to long term, it's not a massive need, is it? Or do you feel like you are drafting for need here?
Yeah, well, they added a couple, through free agency.
Right.
So, but
Band-Aid type guys, right?
Yeah, maybe our guy from the Bears, a little bit of a different one than,
Sanborn.
Yeah, Sanborn, a little bit different there. But I feel like, to me, I don't think there's a position, people will say maybe at the quarterback that they don't want to take. But you're really open to taking players throughout. I mean, we've tried to narrow things down. If you only still have three picks, you have your first, second, and third, no fourth, and you have four positions of real true need, which one do you eliminate? We've kind of tried to do that exercise, and I think the Cowboys might be into that situation again, but I don't think it's very, very rare that they couldn't take a player that could absolutely help them right now.
Yeah, they have relative needs across the board. I think they have four that are bigger than the rest. The receiver opposite Lamb, running back, one tech, defensive tackle, and corner.
Yeah.
And so all those are more pressing than linebacker, but they still have some level of a need there.
Okay, from the perspective of this conversation right here, like which position groups are the strongest, we go to Mike Clay, at Mike Clay NFL on Cowboys Twitter. This was retweeted by Pat Foreman, who I think used to work for a team or something. He's a prominent guy on Cowboys Twitter, respectable opinion. Anyway, 2025 NFL unit grades, right? Mm-hmm. So they're just going to measure. It was shocking to me how average the Cowboys are pretty much across the board.
Mm-hmm.
7-10.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but so many injuries, you know. Yeah. You know,
and really the first-round picks the last 2 years not being prominent big-time players has hurt that ranking.
So your quarterback room gets a 6 out of 10. I mean, the 10s are Lamar, Josh Allen, Mahomes, and Burrow. But your running back obviously wasn't good. That's a 3. Your wide receiver room is just a 5. Your tight end, 6. Your offensive line, 5. Like, how, I don't know how you could have a 5 at offensive line and then a 5 at defensive line as well and not be investing in the trenches. Like, the reason Pat Foreman tweeted this was he was saying Ashton Jeanty to the Jags at 5 would be the worst decision of any GM here in the top 10 because of how bad their offensive and defensive line play is. And if you have a chance to get a premium offensive lineman or defensive lineman at 5 and you take a running back, you deserve your fate.
Yes.
Which is going to be, you know, to be really bad in the trenches. But applying that concept to the Cowboys here, if you're picking at 12, you have a chance to address the trenches. At the very least, a premium position has to be had here because of, you know, how bad this roster shape is in. We continue. Linebacker is a 3. I assume that's including Overshown.
Yeah.
Cornerback is just a 5. You have Diggs and Bland. I thought that would be a 7 or an 8.
No. I think they're factoring the injuries here, though.
So, okay, that's so, to start the year?
Yeah, so Diggs and Overshown both not really on your opening day roster, so to speak.
And those injuries are so bad that maybe you shouldn't consider them in hand.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what version of those players are you getting when they do return?
Okay, Blogging the Boys did a look back at the 12th pick and what you have likely would have gotten if you had had that pick in each of the last 5 drafts. In 2023, it would have been either Christian Gonzalez or Jahmyr Gibbs. Instead, they got Mozzie. The Tyler Smith year, it would have been McDuffie or Hamilton. So you actually did well in the 20s there. Last year, it would have been Talese Fuaga, the tackle from Oregon State, instead of Guyton. And then in 2020, Lamb was great, but it would have been Jefferson. But I think it's notable that 2 out of the 3 years you picked in the 20s, you basically rolled snake eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are, you know, picking inside the 20s, maybe there would have been a slightly better pick, but at the same time, you did a damn good job. Sean Payton confirming in Denver they will be focused on running back. So at 44, Brian, you're getting the pick at what? The 4th running back off the board, the 5th running back off the board. What are you expecting as far as pick up the running backs Friday night at 44?
Yeah, you're in a situation right now. There's some teams. I'm trying to kind of gauge when the run is actually going to happen on these running backs. And there, you know, maybe some people are going to look at this group and they're going to say, okay, of course Ashton Jeanty is going to go first. Hampton, Henderson, Johnson, those would seem to be the names that people are talking about quite a bit.
Anybody else going in the top 20, you think, beyond Jeanty and whoever the
Caleb
Broncos take?
I mean, I know myself, and I know there's some teams that like Caleb Johnson from Iowa. I have Caleb Johnson as my 30th best player. Hampton is my 32nd best player, and then Henderson is at 33 for me, or excuse me, 35. So I've got them all right there. But like I say, the run can happen. Jeanty will be gone, and then it's just a matter of who likes what type of player. And like, there's a lot of people that believe that Hampton's going to be gone. I think that you might be in a situation where you're looking at potentially a third round running back at 44 when you select.
Mm. And do you just grit your teeth and take that? And
I just,
or you wait.
You know, I mean, I'm going to look at it. The stack is probably going to tell me no.
Right.
The stack's probably going to tell me I need to go look at a defensive tackle. I might need to go look at a corner. I might need to go look, depending on what you do, if you don't take a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might need to do that. So I don't think you're completely locked in. Me personally, I think you have to address the running back room by the end of round 3. But when we get into, if you don't have a 4, and you're looking into the five, there's going to be some guys there. But I think it's the difference between, I'll make this as simple as possible, very good and good. Mm. You know, that's how I'm going to make it simple for you. Give me the opportunity to have very good over just good.
Okay. And then to wrap up this C-note, congrats are in order for Jake Ferguson. He and college basketball player Haley Cavender have announced their engagement.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, tale of two stories for the twin sisters. One just punted on Carson Beck, the Miami quarterback, and the other one's getting married, getting hitched.
I mean, that you got a long-term relationship going on right now if you're Jake Ferguson. I think that's a feather in your cap. You got to be pretty dang cool, I think, to lock down one of these Cavender gals.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, to lock down sort of an Instagram influencer model type chick is probably not always ideal. But they seem to have been getting along very, very well. I like the fact that he's doing this, ready to settle down Jake Ferguson.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get a nice bounce back. I'm ready to be a professional kind of year out of him.
I think so. You know, maybe it'll be good for him.
And he did the beach engagement.
Yeah,
sure.
Wear all white clothes and all that.
It's a good play.
Thing. Yeah.
You know, he is. I think he's a fun guy. He's a cool guy. He's been an explosive player, but a little bit more professional could go a long way. Just saying. Okay, Krusty's Corner's coming up next year, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Brian, where are you taking it?
Yeah, what are the things we're starting to hear about this draft coming up? We'll do that.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We're going to enjoy the difference of a Jacob DeGrom start tonight to Texas Rangers fans hosting the Los Angeles Dodgers, who are in town for a weekend series. With the draft 6 days away, we're in a sports paradise here on the Fam, and it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Thank you very much to Reliant for being a part of this. Once again, I want to say thanks to everybody that took part in Draft 101 last night with us from our studio there. It's always interesting every year to be a part of these things when you're working with the fan base and all that. The questions were outstanding. the passion that people have for the draft is tremendous, and it makes everything worthwhile. You know, our guys worked super hard to you know, get these players together, get them graded, have opinions on them. Our draft coverage is second to none. Next week, we're going to start this thing on a Thursday night and go all through the entire draft, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's the best coverage in the world.
Yeah, I really do enjoy this. I appreciate that we have the platform that we're able to do to cover this. I mean, the partnership that we have with DallasCowboys.com, it will be an absolute blast for us, not only to cover it, but an absolute blast to have you guys along with us every step of the way. So, again, appreciate all that we that have going forward here. Okay, I'm going to take this weekend. Oh, by the way, too, mention Draft 101 real quick. I'm sorry, I need to circle back. It is up on our site now, on our YouTube page, so you can go back. It's a two-hour deal with the questions and comments, and you could hear it all. We got a lot of voices covering this draft, so you can kind of get it. You can hear the questions and then get an idea of what we think about the particular players
What was your overall scouts grade on the questions? If you just had to, just the quality of the questions from the crowd. What's
it's
your
funny,
grade?
You know me. I'm a very much a when you ask a question, or you know, like always, me and Votch do a podcast called "We're Doing All Right."
Do you really?
Yeah. So we do this podcast, the reason it's titled that is because we're just like into
let's get into the nuts and bolts.
So last night I heard some really cool stories.
Yeah. Oh, setting the table for a question.
Been a fan for 20 years. Yeah. Been a fan, you know. I mean, a lot of, you know, you're kind of like.
My favorite part usually.
Yeah, you're just sitting there, and these folks are having the opportunity, like, they don't always get to have an interaction with us and
it's
stuff.
It's their moment, man.
It's their moment, you know, and so now in. You're watching it, and I'm just sitting there like, I just want to say, okay, yeah, what's your question?
Yeah.
You know?
Everybody knows Brian likes long-form discussions at breaks during remotes. That's true.
Yeah.
So that's where you get those in.
No, I was just kind of just sitting there, you know, and everybody was, hey, you know what, but we had a lot of folks that came from a long way to have those moments.
Any Eagles fans?
I don't believe so.
They were
all Cowboys questions.
We
all had Cowboy questions. It was kind of a fun thing. People asked about – people I think are really, really curious about what's going to happen at 12 and then how is that going to pair to what's going to happen at 44.
Totally.
That's what people are kind of like, okay, try and pair these things up and let you know, give us some hope that you know, hey, if we take a wide receiver, we're going to take a runner. And then – you know, so everybody on the panel had a little bit of a different opinion on how that would all shake out. But I think that's what people are really concerned about, those first three picks, because they know they don't have that four.
Yeah.
You know, and I think a lot of people want the trade back stuff. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants the trade back.
Smart fans.
Trade back angle, you know, this. And you
it'd,
know,
be
like,
great to, it'd be great to have a pick early in the second.
Yeah. Well, that's.
I mean, you just terrified me on this running back thing. Like, if you don't take one at 12, you're going to be looking at third rounders at 44, and then you're going to get the third round and have guys that are just good, not very good.
You know, I just me personally, it's a good group of running backs. I do think there is a difference between Jenty and Johnson and Hampton and Henderson. I think there's a difference.
Those are your upper echelon.
Those are my guys. You know, those are my guys that I think that those guys that, you know, you put them out there, your running game is going to improve remarkably. But in the third round, there's some quality backs. I just want to knock this thing out. I don't want to carry this thing to the fifth and then have this, oh, you could find running backs in the fifth. Well, if I could find running backs in the fifth, you know, I would make those fifth round grades on the top of my board. I wouldn't have them in the fifth round. You know?
I don't want to be spending time developing a running back thinking, well, maybe he could be a good starter next year.
Hey,
I don't forget
If you had Rico Dowdle, if you had Rico Dowdle currently on your team right now.
Yeah, they messed that up.
Then give me, yeah, sure, I'll take a crack at one of these guys I'll take a crack at an Ollie Gordon from Oklahoma State or somebody like that.
Yeah,
but, you know, I don't have, my running game is really an offensive line coach and an offensive coordinator. And the hope of a head coach that wants to try and run the football. Currently, the way this thing is configured, you're not going to run the ball with currently how you've got
it. Dawson, you were out, but I had a football vision over the week.
Let's go.
Earlier, and I just thought you go get Keenan Allen, you go get Nick Chubb right now, two vets that could plug and play tomorrow, wide receiver two, starting running back, and now you don't feel as desperate at either one of those positions, and you can go BPA, and then if you get to the third round, take your back there. Maybe he's just good. He's not very good. Well, you paired him with Nick Chubb. Yeah. You're fine.
See,
and you got two premium positions in the first and second round.
If you would have signed Rico Dowdle, I don't think it's as pressing of a need as it is right now. And that's just how I feel. Okay, this is coming from ESPN. These are some of the things. I'm going to make a lot of calls this weekend. So next week as we get closer to the draft, I'm going to have my two cents on what I'm hearing.
You're going to empty the clip of rumors.
I am going to hopefully have this thing wired for you as best I can, talk to my guys. But this comes from ESPN, and they're asking Matt Miller and Reed and also our guy.
Old Field Yates.
Field Yates, a lot of questions here. And they want to know, they asked the question, true or false, we'll see a team trade up into the top 10. And Miller thinks it's false. He says unless the Steelers get antsy and trade up for a quarterback, it's very difficult for a team to find value in moving up this year. This is kind of something we've been talking about really all year. So the question I think is about what team would be trading up to get. And that's always the things you have to ask yourself. On the other hand, Reed says true. Keep an eye on the Bears at 10. I could see them getting some calls. If the Saints don't take a quarterback at 9, things could get really interesting from that point on. So, yes, teams won't be scrambling to trade up compared to previous years, but there could be a surprise depending on which of the top prospects are still left on the board. So, if you're a Cowboy fan and you're thinking about 12, you need to stand in there and make a pick. Or is somebody going to give you value for your pick? So that's something you need to kind of think about going maybe next week, and maybe we'll get a little bit more of some clarity if teams are going to go up or because it seems like everybody's trying to drop back. Okay, we mentioned Georgia's edge rushers Jalen Walker and Mikael Williams participated in a private workout for scouts on Thursday. Cowboys did send their line coach, defensive line coach, and linebacker coach for them to check that workout. There were about 14 teams in attendance there, and the word was Walker moved around really, really well. This is from an area scout in the NFC said. He did the drills as an off-ball linebacker. That's something I'm very interested in right now. And then he also did some rush stuff too. Walker solidified himself as a top 10 pick. Eric, you talked about that. Williams should go in the top 20. Another team that brought up a trade-back candidate, though, is the Atlanta Falcons at 15. Terry Fontenot has traded back only once in his four-year tenure, but the team only has 5 picks. So, yeah, look through this draft, find the teams. Minnesota Vikings are another team.
Don't have enough picks.
Don't have enough picks. So you might get some teams around you that are willing to move back right there and go back there. There's some players real quick. My final thing, this is from Field Yates. Here he said, here's some players he's graded outside the first round but have a chance to go in late day one. He's seeing Iowa State wide receiver Jaden Higgins, Ohio State running back Travion Henderson, Texas A&M's edge Nick Scorton, and linebacker Carson Swesinger. Let me focus real quick on Carson Swesinger. I would consider him as a linebacker at 44 over any other position if he was on the board.
Wow.
I would consider him there.
You like him that much?
I like him that much. The ability, his size, the ability to run, the way he plays, he never comes off the field. That's a guy that when you're talking about a linebacker that can make a ton of plays, Carson Swesinger from UCLA, keep an eye on that guy.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We are live at the Globe. And you won't want to miss next Wednesday, April 30th, Chief. I know it's a game you would love because it's a Bark at the Park night.
Ooh.
Brought to you by Kroger, Good and Fun, and Dreambone. There, you can bring your dog to the game. It's pretty awesome.
I thought you were making the joke about me getting on all fours and howling like a dog.
That's exactly what
Man,
I thought about.
That'll be my payoff for that whole fiasco. My wife will be walking me around on a leash.
It's an like Eric Chio follow, like bark like a dog,
like this, like the the Sacramento Kings coach, there'll be photos of me with a leash crawling around.
Man,
Arlington.
That's classic. I didn't
cleaning
even think about
mess,
that.
Cleaning up the mess, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Friday news dump's coming up next. What's in store?
Jacob DeGrom will experience something tonight for the first time in 6 years. That's next in the Friday news dump.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.